弟兄姊妹们，你们好。
My beloved brothers and sisters，
那这一趟是第二次来到你们当中。
And this is my second time come to your midst。
当然，我上一趟已经说了，要花了一年多时间才能够来到你们当中。
So I mentioned earlier, I have to spend some time and to come to this place。
那今天的天气非常好，当然开车上来的时候也是比较好。
And thankfully, today's weather is very good, so my driving has no problem at all.
我跟大家上一趟分享的时候也分享到一种的读经的方法。
So last time I shared one of the methods as to how to learn the Bible.
就是当我们看圣经的时候，看到有一章一章的时候，是怎么样去来理解呢？
So I mentioned that the Bible is divided into chapters.How are we going to take this?
那我们知道本来圣经是一卷的。
So we know that originally the scripture is in the form of a scroll.
但当1228年那个英国的主教将整本圣经66卷分成很多章，1000多章。
But in the years of 1228, one of the bishops and divided the Bible into chapters and verses.
所以当我去研究这个一章一章的意义的时候，我就想出这种的读经的方法。
So when I ponder upon the division of the Bible in terms of the chapters and verses, and then I sort of discover a method of how are we going to study the Bible.
就是说一章一主题。
So that is, I perceive as one chapter, as one theme.
那这个主题是什么？我们要找出来。
So we have to find out the central meaning of this chapter.
如果找出来之后，我们对读这一章就比较更清楚。
So if we can identify the theme, that our perception and our study of the Bible will be in more clarity.
因为我相信这个主教不可能是闭上眼睛一章一章一章这样算出来的。
And I believe this bishop.When he do the job of dividing the Bible into chapters, it's not arbitrarily.
那一定是有他的心思在里面，对吗？
And there must be some thought into it.
所以当我在看的时候，我发觉，哎，确实好像这个能够成立的一个理论。
So when I look at the Bible in this perspective, I found out this division is not without reason.
所以上一趟我跟你看到路加福音第九章的时候。
So last time when I share Luke chapter 9 with you,
那我也用这个作为差遣与门训的那个题目。
So I use the same method to identify the theme as a send out missionary.
因为看到有12门徒给耶稣差出去。
So we saw last time that there were 12 disciples who were sent out by Jesus.
而且在这个过程当中也看到耶稣怎么样去训练他的门徒，就好像门徒训练一样。
And during this send out process, I also discovered that how Jesus trained his disciples as he trained to us today.
当我去讲第十章的时候，
So when I come to preaching chapter 10,
我因为看到有耶稣差70个人出去，
So I learned that Jesus sent out 72 disciples. 70.
所以呢，我的题目就是福音的普传。
So then I set my theme as the as a universal missionary.
因为70个人要普传整个的那个当时的地方。
So when Jesus sent out these 70 people to spread the gospel throughout the region of the contemporary world.
那今天我们看第十一章了。
So today we came to chapter 11.
我给的题目是属灵的表现。
So the theme that I assigned is the manifestation of the Holy Spirit.
那究竟里面要讲些什么？
So what is my content today?
什么是属灵的表现呢？
So what does it mean by the manifestation of the Spirit?
我们一起先来祷告哈。
Oh, let's pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
And dear our Savior Jesus Christ, we give thanks to you.
因为你让前人在读圣经的时候有他们的心得。
So because you set before us many spiritual leaders that give us a guideline.
今天当我们来读你的话语的时候，
So today when we come to understanding your words,
也可能够从不同的角度去明白你所要我们学习的。
So the scripture can be understood by different perspectives.
求主你的灵运行在这个礼堂当中。
May the Holy Spirit move freely around this congregation.
让我们的眼睛打开，我们的心眼打开。
Open our eyes and open our hearts to receive your word.
我们就明白，而且跟从你的话。
So that we can not only understand but also follow your words.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And this we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
当我用这个一章一主题的来去理解圣经的时候，
So when I use a chapter as one theme to preach the sermon,
特别到路加福音这个从第八章、第九章、十章、十一章开始到现在，
So when I look at Luke chapter 8 and all the way throughout these chapters up to this point at 11,
我都发觉这个主题通常都在每一章的头几节就出现的。
So I discovered that the theme really delineated at the first verse of the chapter.
那你有圣经在手吗？
So if you have the Bible, please turn with me to Luke chapter 11.
那你打开路加福音十一章的时候，我们就看第一节。
So we just focus on verse 1.
那从这个第一节，我们看到耶稣在一个地方祷告。
So from this verse, we learn that Jesus was praying at a certain place.
然后门徒看到了。
And then the disciple observed.
门徒看到就求耶稣教导他们来去祷告。
And then the disciple prayed Jesus to teach them to pray.
当你在看这一节的经文的时候，
So when you just give some thought on this verse,
请你留意当时的情景。
So you have to put yourself into the environment of Jesus' time.
耶稣在祷告。
Now Jesus was praying.
而且祷告的时候引动到这些门徒有一个意念。
And then Jesus' prayer aroused an idea in the minds of the disciples.
就是要学祷告。
That is, he prompted them to learn how to pray.
我就开始想一个情况了。
So then,My imagination will go into this.
我发觉有很多时候我们去一个教会的时候，有些弟兄姊妹在台上祷告。
So when I go to the churches in different places, and I saw brothers and pray publicly on the stage.
他祷告的时候，哇，祷告得很好。
So the prayer is very moving.
啊，讲很多东西哦。
So you mention many things.
很多人的名字他也来提出来了。
And even mention.The particular names.
很多的事情都一个一个讲出来。
So many events and brought into the prayer.
我告诉你，他而且讲得很快，叭叭叭叭叭，很快的。
Not even there, those brothers or sisters are very fast speaking.
好像不用想都就讲出来了。
And it appears that everything is spontaneous and natural.
那我们呢？
And what about us?
有人说你来祷告。
And some people say, yeah, come to pray.
哎呀，不要了，不要了。
And then we said, no.
哎呀，为什么呢？
Why?
一方面我们觉得自己不够熟练。
So maybe we thought that we are not spiritual enough.
第二，我没有他这么讲的这么多东西，我都不知道讲什么。
And secondly, I'm not as articulate as this brother, and I don't know what to do.
所以我们就说免了。
So therefore, we just
还是你来祷告好了。
Maybe just you pray.
那你想一下，这个情景是不是常在我们当中出现呢？
So is it the normal observation that we have in our church life?
我相信门徒跟着耶稣也有这种的情况。
So I believe the disciple who follow Jesus are facing the similar situation as us.
所以当他们看到耶稣在那边祷告
，So when they saw Jesus was praying,
哇！很好，很好。
So they admire Jesus.
好什么
？So
够熟灵了。
Why? Because Jesus is very spiritual.
哇，我也想要好像耶稣这样够熟灵啊。
And I want to learn how to pray in a very spiritual manner.
所以当耶稣祷告完了之后
，So when Jesus finished his prayer,
叫我们熟灵。
Jesus asked teach us to pray.
不是叫祷告啊，叫叫我们属灵。
Oh, then teach us more importantly how to be spiritual.
因为那个祷告就是很属灵。
Because the prayer is a manifestation of Jesus.
所以我也想要属灵。
And this is why I want to learn to be more spiritual.
今天我们坐在教会里面。
And now we're sitting in the pews of the church.
你不是来听讲笑话咯。
You're not just come here to listen to the jokes.
你想要来学属灵。
Because you want to learn the spiritual matters.
理解神的话语。
To understand the word of God.
叫我怎么样去走得更属灵。
So that our life can be more spiritual.
所以当我在这里这样看第一节的时候。
So when I read the first verse,
我就将它的题目定在属灵的表现。
And this the reason why I set this theme.
而且我发觉路加在编这个路加，哎，应该说这个主教说这个是第十一章的时候，路加在写到这个过程当中，好像有几个景象给我们看，就是讲到属灵的表现的。
So when this bishop divided the Bible into chapters, it appears that this bishop has some idea of several subtitles within this.Chapter about how to be manifest the spirituality in our life.
那第一个就是当然就是祷告。
Well, the first thing is prayer.
所以第一个问题我们要问自己就是，祷告是属灵的表现吗
？So the first question we ought to ask ourselves is that is prayer is a manifestation of the spirituality?
我刚才已经说了，我们看人家祷告。都能够判断他属不属灵嘛。
So I just said that when we heard other people's prayer, we make a judgment that whether this person is spiritual or not.
所以耶稣说你要叫你祷告，我就叫你第二节到第四节的主导文。
So when they asked Jesus to teach them how to pray, then Jesus used verse 2 to verse 4 and known as theThe Lord's Prayer.
而且主导文就不单单是这样，好像文字上面念出来就完成的。
Now, the Lord's Prayer is more than just a black and white and in form of the sentences.
而且属灵祷告是不是一个属灵的表现，还需要有后面的很多的那个加进去的思想。
So whether prayer is a manifestation of the Spirit is more than just the language.But any more things that behind this language.
所以当我们看到在谈到这里属不属灵的时候，路加在几个方向给我们学习。
So when we come to the subject of spirituality, the writer Luke gives us several points.
所以甚至我们的牧师、主医学的老师也教导我们。
And this kind of teaching.And oftentimes are taught by our Sunday school teachers.
那祷告呢？起码有几方面，三方面啊。
So actually, when it comes to prayer, there are three things we ought to pay attention to.
我们要恳切的祷告。
So first of all, you have to be earnest.
所以第八节告诉我们，我们要诚实、迫切的来去祷告。
So therefore, verse 8 tells us that we have to be sincere. We have to be enthusiastic.
第二个就是要实实在在的祷告。
And the second thing is we have to be substantially pray.
所以第九节、第十节就告诉我们，我们寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给我们开门。
So therefore, in verse 9 to 10, and God gives us a promise that whoever seek will find, and whoever knock the door will be open to you.
所以不单只是要很迫切的去求。
Not only we have to pray in a very in the boldness, but we also have to be substantiate.
如果你不实实在在的真的去祷告的话
，If your prayer is not substantial,
你只是在想而已
，It's nothing but a thought.
你要去寻，你要去寻找。叩门才能够得到。
But the Bible teaches us we need to seek and to knock.
还有要准确的祈求。
And then we have to ask in a very specific manner.
那你看到第十到十一节怎么说呢
So what the Bible in verse 11 says?
那你想一下，你做父亲的不会儿子求那个饼，你就给那个石头给他。
Will you give your son a stone when he asks for bread?
他要鱼，你不会给蛇给他。
Will your children ask you for fish? You will give him a scorpion.
那你不会，他要鸡蛋，你却给他别的东西。
Now, if your children ask for an egg and then you give him a stone,
这样不可能的。
It's impossible.
那你就可以看到，你一定要准确的去求。
So therefore, we must ask in specifics.
那有些人就这样教导了。
So we are taught sometimes.
那你如果要有一个老婆。
So is that if you want to have a wife,
你首先要准确的去求。
So you have to ask in a very precise manner.
第一个求就是要求她是女性。
The first seeking is first.
不要笑，这个是真的。现在这个世界就是
your future spouse must be the opposite sex.
老婆可以是男的嘛？
So how can you marry a wife who is a man?
她的年龄要什么的？
And then you give a specification and what kind of age range.
Oh, 当然要身材好一点。
And of course, have a good figure.
漂亮。
Beautiful.
最好有工作可以养活。
And then she is able to earn money.
反过来你要找一个老公。
So on the contrary, if you're a lady, you
她要做什么工作?
Want to find a husband, and then you first look into what kind of profession he is in and is it make enough money to
要准确的去求。
You have to ask in a precise manner.
是不是这样呢?
Is this what I mean by precision?
迫切的去求。
So when we said we prayed in boldness,
实在的去求。
And you have to pray in a very substantial manner.
或者是准确的去求。
Or maybe you pray in a very precise manner. Is it this called spirituality?
但是如果你忽略了十三节的话,
but if you read verse 13 carefully,
祷告祈求求什么?
And then you have to ask yourself, what am I seeking? What am I asking?
十三节告诉我们, 其实我们需要在祷告当中去求圣灵。
So actually, we ought to ask first and foremost the Holy Spirit.
为什么?
Why?
因为约翰福音14章16节告诉我们,
because in the Gospel John, the writer told us,
那耶稣说, 我就求父,
and then Jesus said, I ask my Father,
将圣灵给你们,
so that he may give you the Holy Spirit.
圣灵住在我们里面的时候,
and then when the Holy Spirit indwell in our hearts,
14章26节就告诉我们,
and then later on the Bible says,
只是我们做所要做的事情。
And then he will instruct us, the Holy Spirit, what we ought to do.
所以当我们今天说祷告是不是一个属灵的表现的时候,
so when we ask the question whether prayer is a manifestation of the Spirit,
我们就要问我们今天祷告的过程当中我们要求的是什么?
Then the next question is we ought to ask, what are we asking?
在这里门徒看到耶稣很属灵。
So in here, the disciples saw Jesus was very spiritual in prayer.
就请耶稣来教他们祷告。
And then they asked Jesus to taught them, to teach them to pray.
耶稣祷告，教导他们祷告的时候，需要求圣灵内住我们生命当中。
So the Bible tells us that Jesus told the disciples to ask the Holy Spirit to live in their hearts.
你想一下，今天圣灵在我们生命当中。
So today we know as a Christian, the Holy Spirit indwells in us.
他会感动我们应该走哪一条路。
And it will move us and guide us the direction of where we go.
面对这个事情，我应该怎么去做？
So in the face of difficulties, what shall I do?
所以不是说我们求什么。
It's not a matter of what kind of things you're asking for.
我们 有需要我们就哎呀求神给我这个。
And of course, when we are in need, we ask for God to satisfy our need.
而是我们求圣灵啊，你进来。
But the most important thing is to ask the Holy Spirit to come into my heart.
让我理解这一个东西是不是神你所喜悦的。
So that we can come to the understanding whether these things I'm about to say to you is in accordance with the will of God.
所以我们当我们谈到属灵的表现的时候
，So when we talk about the manifestation of the Spirit.
祷告是不是属灵的表现？在乎我们求什么。
So, whether prayer is a manifestation of spirit depends on what we are asking.
但我们再继续的看下去。
So as we read continuously,
从十四节看到三十六节的时候。
So when we read from verse 14 throughout verse
36, 那我们就看到在这个过程当中。
So we discover.That through this process,
路加又将另外一个属灵的表现摆在哪里
？And then Luke further show us another manifestation of the Spirit.
就是神迹。
That is the miracle.
在这里，神迹他以赶鬼这个神迹作为那个表现，属灵的表现。
Scripture use the cast out demon as a way to demonstrate.The manifestation of the Spirit.
耶稣赶鬼的事情出现在这些人群当中。
So we all know that Jesus has the power to cast out demons and were observed by all these people around him.
他们怎么说呢
？So what did these people say?
他们说，哦，他是借着鬼王来赶鬼。
Oh, these stubborn people said he can cast out.The demon, because he depends on Beelzebub.
但是耶稣从十八到十九节反驳这种矛盾的理论。
And then Jesus argued, counter-argued this proclamation in the following passages.
他说，鬼打鬼的话，这个国就会分裂的了。
And Jesus used a parable: if the demon fight against the demon.And his kingdom, the evil kingdom, will collapse.
而且耶稣指出一点非常矛盾的东西。
So even Jesus even point out a paradox.
那你说我是借着鬼王别西卜来赶鬼的话。
And then they argue with these people said, "You said I cast out the demon because of the king of the dark kingdom, Beelzebub."
那你们的门徒赶鬼又靠什么呢？
So now your disciple cast out the demon. What they are depending on?
二十节告诉我们。
And verse 20 says,
如果我赶鬼是靠着神的能力的话。
And Jesus said, if I cast out the demon in by virtue of the power of God,
那神的国就临到你们当中了。
Then if you understand this, the kingdom of God will fall upon you.
那你就看到有黑暗的势力，有光明的势力。
Now you see a two world. One is the world of light and the world of darkness.
这两种的光明跟黑暗，究竟你是靠什么的力量呢
？So this light and darkness, what kind of power that you depend upon?
神的国临到你们当中。
When the kingdom of God before you,
那今天看看我们生命当中的神迹吧。
Today we can also see the miracles in our daily life.
我发觉我们今天的那个生命的改变跟这个被鬼附的这种的情况很相似的。
So actually, the transformation of the Bible is likened the demons power of casting out demon.
就好像保罗告诉我们，我们以前是在黑暗的势力当中的。
So just like Apostle Paul told us that we were live in darkness.
但是今天我们生命改变了。
But by the grace of God, our life have been transformed.
生命改变就好像这个鬼给赶出去样子。
So this transformation of life is very much like the.Demon has been cast out from our life. So when you raise your hand, said, "I want to believe in Jesus."
哇，真是神迹！
This itself is a miracle.
以前我是很坏的。
And used to be a very evil man.
一有机会绝不放过做坏事者。
So when I have an opportunity, I can do all the more the bad things.
现在改变了。
But now I'm a changed man.
哇，你说是不是一个神迹？
So don't you think this is a miracle?
但是我们信了耶稣，每个星期上教会，你个礼拜三去祷告会，就完事了吗？
But is it being a Christian, just every Sunday you go to church, and every Wednesday you go to the prayer meeting?
当然不是嘛。
And of course, it's more than that.
就好像这里二十四节到二十六节怎么说啊？
And just like this, verse 24 to verse 26, what did the Bible say?
这个鬼给赶出去。
So this demon has been cast out.
走来走去。
And then move freely around you.
不知道去哪里好。
And don't know where to go.
回来看看以前出来的那个地方。
And then he came back and looked at the place where he came from.
还是 vacancy 哦。
Oh, it's vacant.
哎呀，那就我来了，我来了。
And then the devil said to himself, I come back.
而且不但这样，还要带七个更恶的鬼一起进去。
And more than just that, and this demon bring another seven demons, little demons, along with him to come into the heart of this person.
圣经怎么说啊？
What did the Bible say?
这个人幕后的境况给之前更坏。
And the Bible warned sternly that this person's condition is much, much worse than what it used to be.
你想一想我们周围的弟兄姊妹们。
So let us look at our brothers and sisters around us.
本来是我们的弟兄姊妹。
And they are our brothers and sisters.
后来他的房间很空。
And later on, his room is so clean and vacuous.
以前的鬼进去了。
But the previous demons came back.
他走了。
And then this brother left church.
离开我们教会了。
And then he go somewhere.
幕后的情况比现在以前更坏。
Is it true that his condition is much worse than what it used to be?
因为他会告诉人家。
Because he bear a very terrible testimony.
我以前去主爱之家。
And then he may say, I went to the house of Christ's love.
他出去之后一定说这里没爱。
And then they will went.This person will went out and then keep saying that this church has no love.
信耶稣 do me no good, 没有什么好处。
So, what's the point of being a Christian?
所以你就发觉这个人的幕后的情况比现在更差。
Now you can understand why this person's situation is worse than what it used to be.
你发觉这个人本来生命改变。
So you see, this person originally was a changed person.
鬼给赶出去。
And the demon has been cast out.
但是为什么他没办法生命有更好的改变？
Now why his transformation cannot persist?
因为他里面是空的。
Because inside his soul is a vacuum.
他需要有什么呢？
So as a vacuum soul needs something to fill it up.
二十八节告诉我们一个很重要的一个事情。
And then verse 28 tells us a very important doctrine.
耶稣说，却还不如听神之道而遵守的人有福了。
So you know, blessed are those who listen to the word of God and obey.
你就知道，如果我们里面是空的，不是神的道在里面的话。
So you can imagine that if we have a big vacuum in our soul.And did not fill up with the word of God.
我们的生命就随时会走回头路啊。
So we can always retreat to our old ways.
所以我们祷告的时候求圣灵。
So therefore, in our prayer, first we have to ask for the Holy Spirit
内住我们
to dwell in our life.
而且听着他的话来去走每一步。
And also give up the spirit of obedience to obey his instructions.
神迹在我们生命已经改变了。
So our life has been changed because we believe in Jesus. This is a miracle.
如果我们里面没有神的道的话
But the question is, are we filled with the word of God?
我们随时会走回头路。
And this is a very dangerous situation because you will be very easily to go back to your old way.
而且路加在这里更很详细的告诉我们什么是神迹。
So actually, in this chapter, Luke also tells us what does it mean by miracle.
这里告诉我们，除了约拿的神迹， 没有其他神迹给我们
看。And it's the word of Jesus. Apart from the miracle of Jonah, there will be no miracle be shown to you.
你就可以理解约拿的神迹是代表什么。
So then the question is, what does the miracle of Jonah signifies?
就是代表耶稣在坟墓里面三天三日能够战胜那个死亡复活。
It signifies Jesus died for a while, and then later on he was resurrected to life.
这个才是神迹啊。
So this is the greatest miracle.
所以神迹的表现是在哪里？
So what is the manifestation of the miracle?
建基在耶稣基督在我们生命当中。
That is,
这个才是神迹。
Miracle must be built upon the foundation of Jesus' resurrection.
如果不是这样的话，我们所谈的什么改变都是虚的。
So if we are not built on this foundation, all these things are meaningless.
我们要让神的道好像光一样，在我们生命当中来去引导我们走这条路。
So we must let the word of God to illuminate my heart, so that we can walk on His way.
我们一起来看看三十五节怎么说。
So let's look at verse 35.
他这样说的。
So the Bible says,
所以你们要行惨，恐怕你里头的光化作黑暗了。
So therefore, you have to examine yourself whether you're still in darkness or not, or else the light that illuminates you will extinguished.
你就可以想象。
So you can imagine now,
神迹的发生。
So when a miracle take place,
就是我们每一个人的生命的改变了。
So that is the transformation of lives.
我们需要里面拥有那个神的话语。
First of all, we need to be occupied by the word of God.
主耶稣就是光。
And Jesus himself is the light.
那你的神的光在我们里面的话。
So when the light is within us,
那我们的生命就是真正的属灵了。
So then our life is become very spiritual.
所以路加在这里告诉我们，耶稣啊，你要行差。
This is why Luke, through the word of Jesus, teaches us to examine ourselves.
免得你里面的光
Lest the light within you will be darkened.
化解黑暗了。
Will be darkened.
那你是想一下。
So just imagine.
现在我们作为基督徒
，So now we are Christian today.
有没有可能我们里面的光化解黑暗呢
？Is it possible that the light within us will dim?
所以神迹是不是属灵的表现
？So actually, the miracle is really the manifestation of the Spirit.
就是神的光、神的话语在我们的生命当中不断的是。光的，而不是化解黑暗。
There's a light, and also the word of God, which is inside us, is brightened the world.
而且当我们在看下去的时候，我们就发现第三个属灵的表现。
So if we continue to read, we find out there's a third manifestation of the Spirit.
我称为分别为圣，是属灵的表现吗
？So let me call it this: we set apart ourselves as holy.
就是从三十七节一直到最后五十四节。
So from verse 37 to the end of the chapter，
这里我发觉耶稣是有意无意的去吃饭不洗手。
So I don't know whether it's intentional or not. Jesus went to the meal without washing his hand.
而且他去的那个主人家更是那个法利赛人。
And actually, the occasion.Took place that he was invited by a Pharisee.
法利赛就是分别为圣的意思嘛。
You know, Pharisee is a professional, spiritual man that he think he separate himself.
他一定眼睛睁着看你有没有洗手。
And I believe this Pharisee is watching Jesus carefully and just see whether he washed his hand or not.
那如果我看。后面从四十二节到五十四节，耶稣骂了这些法利赛人六个祸的时候。
So when Jesus used seven aspects of saying woe to you in the latter part of the chapter.
Six aspects. 那当在这个过程当中，我就有理由相信耶稣不洗手是故意的。
So from the context, I can come to the conclusion that Jesus did not wash his hand is intentionally.
这个叫借题发挥嘛。
And this is Jesus want to use an occasion to bring out a certain teaching.
果然那个法利赛人中计了。
And then.The Pharisee become anxious.
所以当我们看到37节这里耶稣不洗手的时候
So when we learn that Jesus did not wash his hand before the meal,
就引起这个讨论来了。
So therefore, it just prompt the heated discussion.
就是分别为圣是不是一个属灵的表现。
And then the question is, whether you separate yourself as holy, is this act a manifestation of the Holy Spirit?
这个分别为圣是什么意义呢？
So what does it mean by set yourself apart?
究竟是不是好像法利赛人从那个以前真的很属灵的生命想要跟随神的这个角度到了耶稣的时代已经变成假冒为善的代词。
So is the separatism of the Pharisee become a synonym of what he means by separate himself from the holiness?
你就看到在耶稣的时代
So in Jesus' time
这个分别回圣已经变成假冒为善了嘛
So this separate himself and become holy become a hypocrisy
而且你就看到这些法利赛人只是守行为的这种的做法
So we learn that these Pharisees and pay their attention on how to do things.
看到我们刚才看的第二点。
So let's think back about the second point of talk.
我们谈到神迹。
And we talk about the miracles.
我们谈到基督徒也是一个生命改变，也是一个神迹。
And we talk about the fact that Christian and are a transformed people is a miracle.
如果我们基督徒生命改变之后没真正的基督的表现。
So if you are transformed by God and without the manifestation in your life,
然后那个光或者黑暗了
then the light will be dim.
那就好像这些法利赛人。
And then we are not much different from those Pharisees.
以前他们的分别回圣是很真实的。
So in the past, these Pharisees separate themselves from the secular world.
很愿意投心去侍奉神的。
Is genuine, and then they have the will to serve God diligently.
给时间给人的私心改变之后。
But as time wore on, and as the evil mind and work in their hearts,
变成假冒为善。
And these good things become hypocrisy.
从42节到54节六个不同的那个诱惑的事情
So from verse 42 to verse 56 and Jesus used six woes to demonstrate the severity of the problem
表示他们真的这些法利赛人已经变质了
So we really talk about that these Pharisees and their original their nature andTemperament has been changed.
那请问今天我们基督徒是不是已经分别回圣了
Now then ask ourselves, are we separate us for God today?
你觉得你自己是不是分别回圣
Do you think that you have been separate yourself for God?
你可以用一个标准来去衡量的
Actually, you can measure your genuineness by a way.
这个标准呢，从四十到四十一节给我们一个这样的提醒。
So this standard recorded in the Bible gives us a certain hint.
你如果有圣经的话，跟我一起来读。
So if the Bible, please read with me from verse
四十到四十一节
，40 to 41，
一起来读哈。无知的人呐、啊，照外面的。 不也照里面吗？只要把里面的施舍给人，凡物与你们就都洁净了。
The foolish people did not the one who make the outside make the inside also, but give what is inside the dish to the poor, and everything will be clean for you.
你明白说什么吗？
Do you know what the scripture teach us?
四十节比较容易明白。
So verse 40 is easier to understand.
无知的人就是那些法利赛人。
So the foolish people refers to the Pharisees.
神造我们的时候，
when God made us,
不是单单有皮的，
not just a flesh,
也有里面的，
and also there's an inner being within us.
就是整个人都造出来的嘛。
So God made us inside and outside.
但是四十一节就开始有一些模糊，不知道他想要说什么了。
So verse and 41 apparently have some ambiguity in it.
将里面的施舍给人，
give what is inside to other people.
那里面是什么东西呢？
Now what is that thing which is inside you?
然后下一句 也是很模糊的。
And then even the next part of the verse,
那凡物
become very ambiguous.
就与你们都洁净了。
And then the Bible says everything will be clean for you.
当耶稣在谈论法利赛人的时候，
So when Jesus talked about the Pharisees,
借着自己没有洗手就提出这个议题来了。
And then through his act,or inaction, or
对着这些法利赛人，他说你是无知的人。
And then he point to the Pharisees that you foolish people.
就是你不明白的这些人。
Because you do not understand the word of God.
你想一下，神造我们的时候，
So can you imagine that when God made us?
是做外面也做里面的嘛？
And he made what is inside us and also outside.
你现在能够看到你里面吗？
Can you see what is inside you?
看不到，
cannot.
X 光也看不到，
even X-ray cannot expose.
X 光看出去的就是好像骨头那个这样而已。
Because the X-ray only expose your physical condition inside.
X 光也看不到很多东西的。
So even X-ray has its limitation also.
它看不到你在想什么。
First.The X-ray cannot expose your thought.
他没办法感受你的那个感情的情况。
And then X-ray cannot know your emotion.
所以四十一节要我们怎么理解呢？
So how are we going to perceive verse 41?
凡物你将里面的施舍出去。
So the Bible teaches us, if you give what you have inside,
凡物就与你们是洁净的了。
Then you become clean.
意思就是这样的。
And the meaning is as follows.
如果你里面的东西，
If what is inside you,
你能够够胆拿出来。
So if you are so bold to expose your inner thing to other people,
然后拿给人家出来让人家看到的话，
And then you putin front of people and so that it becomes visible to them.
那刚才我说够胆啊。
So I said you do this with boldness.
你够不够胆？
Do you have the boldness to expose yourself?
你昨天骂老婆的那几句话现在讲出来。
So when you are arguing with your wife, can you say that the same
words in the
public? 你昨天在
电脑里面看的那些东西， 你够胆告诉人家好看啊，过来看啊。
When you see the things which is in the internet, can you invite your friends that, ah, this is a good thing, come and see.
如果你够胆将这些里面的东西够胆拿出来给大家都展露展现出来的话，
If you have the bravery to show what is inside to the public,
这些东西就于你来说是洁净的了。
Then the things that you expose to people is clean.
你知道原因在哪里吗？
Do you know why?
因为我们都喜欢风光嘛。
Because we like to be show the best side of ourselves.
我们能够施舍或者送给人家的东西都是风风光光光的东西。
So when we give some gift to other people, we must give something that people may appreciate.
你很少送垃圾给人家的嘛，对吗？
So have you ever sent garbage to other people?
但是我们里面的很多垃圾在里面。
But you know that there's so many rubbish in our heart?
如果你够胆将这些垃圾思维不好的东西都够胆展示出来的话，
so,
与你就是接近的。
If you have the boldness to expose what is inside you, then you are clean.
你就明白耶稣在这里讲什么了。
Then you come to understand what Jesus tried to teach.
耶稣就告诉我们，如果你是女外医治的话，你怕什么？
So Jesus actually telling us that if you're inwardly and outwardly consistent, then you have nothing to afraid.
你凡物都是洁净的了。
Then everything in you is clean.
因为你里面的是干净的，你拿出来送给人家的时候，也是展露在人面前的时候，也是洁净的。
Because whatever clean things in you, and then you expose to the public, and those things also clean.
如果你里面的东西不够胆拿出来的话，
But if what's inside you, and you are very hesitant to expose to the public,
那你就知道我们就是假冒为善。
Then we are really a hypocrite.
女外不一致。
Because we lack of the inside and outside consistency.
哇，今天晚上回家就麻烦了。
Wow, this is a very troublesome.
你够胆将东西拿出来吗？
So do you have the boldness?
有时候我连我老婆都不够胆告诉她一些我的想法。
So actually,Even my wife, I'm very hesitated and bravery to tell exactly.
因为我知道我一讲出来，他一定会骂我。
Because as I expose,
你这个坏蛋。
Then you said you this evil man.
那我相信我也是一个 hypocrite.
So then I believe I'm a hypocrite.
我也是里外不一致的。
And I lack the consistency.
我也没办法好像四十一节那样说我能够将这些诗写出来的。
So I am fall short of acting like verse 41 that we are going to expose ourselves.
所谓诗写就是展露出来的意思。
So to give means to make public.
今天当我们面对我们的人生的时候，
So when we face our life ahead,
特别是我们基督徒的生命，
Especially the lives of Christians.
其实我们话多话少，好像这种所谓的分别为圣的这些法利赛人一样。
So to a certain degree, we are also like the Pharisees.
我们也是假冒为善。
We are hypocrites in certain sense.
我们没办法将我们里面的全都抖出来。
Because we have no guts to expose ourselves.
但是你知道神迹是什么？
And then, what does the miracle mean?
神迹就是耶稣在坟墓里面嘛。
So the miracle is Jesus in the grave.
战胜了那个令我们死亡的那个魔鬼。
And then he triumphed over the death who caused us to die.
让我们有生命力量。
So that we have the power, the strength of the new life.
而且我们看到有一些属灵的景况的时候，
So when we see a certain spiritual manifestation,
我们也愿意跟随，
and we're willing to follow and to receive.
门徒就说：“耶稣，你叫我们祷告吧。”
And then the disciple asked Jesus, "Teach us to pray."
我们也愿意属灵。
We want to be spiritual.
耶稣跟我们说，
and Jesus told us,
你不用怕。
You do not be afraid.
求圣灵内住我们的生命当中。
Ask the Holy Spirit to live in your heart, in your life.
让我们的生命真正的有改变。
So that our life become transformed.
我们是朝着这个属灵的角度一直走下去。
And then we follow the direction of the Spirit and continue our life.
而且我们是里外一致的。
And then teach us to be consistent, our outward and inward consistency.
我们一起低头。
Let us pray.
当我们在低头的时候，
As we bow our head before you，
你自己跟神说话。
May us talk to God directly。
你问神啊，神，你知道我是里外不一致的。
And Lord, you know that we are not morally consistent。
我没办法将我里面的施舍出来。
I'm not able to give what is inside with boldness。
因为我知道我是何样的人。
Because I know that how wretched I am。
求你的灵今天临到我。
May the Holy Spirit enter into our heart。
我们安静在神面前自己祷告。
As we are quietly in your presence, let us ask God for yourself。
亲爱的主耶稣，
Our dear Lord Jesus，
我们知道我们真的够不上，
And we know we fall short of meeting your requirement，
所以我们需要你，
And therefore we are in need of you，
你是我们的救主，
You are our Savior，
带领我们走每一天的路，
And you also our guide and leading us our way forward，
今天我们需要你的圣灵与我们同在，
and today we need the Holy Spirit be with us all the time，
指教我们每一天所走的路，
and to guide us and to instruct us，
做的每一个事情，
so that everything that we do，
讲的每一句的话，
and every word that you said to us，
用你的圣灵将我们真正的分别回圣，
so through your Holy Spirit you teach us to separate ourselves for God，
更好的来去跟随你。
So that we can follow you in a more genuine way.
如果今天我们还有难处的时候，
Maybe we still facing certain difficulties and hurdles.
我们知道主耶稣你的灵会帮助我们。
And we have confidence that the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God will guide us.
带我们走你要我们走的路。
So that we can walk on the way that are pleasing to you.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.